You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get, except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. This episode of GameScoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. Come get up. Beware, IGN GameScoop. What's up, everybody? Welcome to IGN GameScoop. I'm your host, Damon Hatfield. Joining me this week is Justin Davis,
Scoop.
Sam Claiborne.
What are we doing here?
And Destin Legarry.
Bam, hey, everybody.
And as you can see, I'm sitting in a different seat than I normally do if you're listening
to
the show.
It's a different day.
And if you're listening to the show, you can tell I sound a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I'm coming from a different space in your ears.
You're just a little bit more lefty.
Yeah, exactly.
Just leftmost.
This is a short week for us here at the IGN office. It's a holiday week here in the U.S. It's Thanksgiving week. We're recording on a Monday. That can only mean one thing. It must mean it's time for our annual All 20 Questions extravaganza. We call it 100 Questions.
I thought you were joking about that. So I knew we were going to play 100 Questions.
Yeah.
But we have no scoop besides that.
No. It's been a mere 3 days since we recorded our last episode.
That's
it takes
true.
Time for scoops, hot scoops to develop.
Did anybody else not go to E3 to say they're not going to E3?
The video game industry knew that it had only been 3 days since the last game scoop.
Yeah, so like, well, we'll hold off. We'll hold off.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm on for the segment I know and do the worst.
Wait, Destin's bad at this?
I don't know.
So it's 100 questions.
What's your win-loss record?
Well, I've done two. I just stopped about halfway through the first one. The second one, I actually got it.
I don't think
stuff
you,
is zombies.
I think
so. You're one and one.
I don't think you've played twice. I think you played once and Omega Man played once. Mm.
Correct.
All right.
We'll have to edit that later. We'll fix it in post.
100 questions. You just have a total. I've got a series of games lined up.
So it's not 520 questions.
No. You have 100 questions to get to as many games as you can.
Oh, okay.
Oh man, if we have to ask 100 questions for one game, we're just going to have to start the show.
That's why I think you should be able to, like, if you feel like you're not going to get a game, you should be able to, like,
pass
and go to the next one. But then that's one that you've wasted questions on,
right?
Does that sound reasonable to everybody?
Yeah.
Sure.
First one Grand Theft Auto? Oh, we're not ready.
Is that one of your questions?
No.
And should we play by sudden death rules?
What does that mean?
That if you guess the game wrong, you lose.
No.
Okay, we won't do that.
The episode's over?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's kind of funny.
Just cuts to black.
We'll do away with that rule for this episode. Okay, our first suggestion comes from Leaf, who says, "Hello, I am a new fan from Nova Scotia, Canada."
That's not a real place.
My brother, what?
There's letters, too.
Oh, well, he has a little intro before he gives the suggestion. Yeah. My brother got me into the show. I started episode 500.
Wow.
And it was great. My suggestion for 20 questions is my favorite game of all time.
Well, I have a good start for this.
That's a little hint.
Right?
Yeah.
Did this come out before 1990?
Yeah. Oh, nope.
All right, pass.
Oh.
Are you just going to pass for any game? Right. That's...
Yeah, we'll do it.
That's really good. Is it a Nintendo game? Nope, yeah. Pass. Does it star Master Chief? Oh, well, we've burned too many questions. Okay.
Okay.
But no.
All
okay,
goofing so, aside. Oh, I'm not. Should I count? Okay. I'll see how it. I'll
you
count.
You can't that's possibly one, do this on
you
your
lose
fingers
track
and
already.
In after each game, I'll out. Count it up. I'll add it all up. Right. Right.
Yeah. You have yeah. gone great.
You have 99 questions left.
Okay.
Basically.
Right. Oh, that's
and,
very
and this
stressful.
Came out after January 1st, 1990.
Okay. Did this? Yeah. Did this come out after January 1st, 2000?
No.
It's a 90s game.
Yeah,
Justin.
I think it's 90s.
Well, no, this wait, game you don't out? Need to say. I think. Like we just yeah. confirmed, it's yeah. 90s.
Fair. Fair.
Did this come out on cartridge?
No.
Oh.
So, dun, 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 dun.
So PlayStation or arcade, right?
It can't be Virtual Boy.
Or Sega Saturn or Dreamcast.
That was cartridge, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And Neo Geo arcade games are cartridges.
I don't even know what to ask. Is it a first party game? Is it a first party game? Nintendo, Sony, but, Microsoft. I don't know. I forget how to play the NEC? Game. I told you I'm bad at this.
The answer to that question is no. It is not a first party game.
It's 1% of our questions are just yeah. gone. Did this game originally release on the PlayStation 1?
Yes.
Cool. Okay.
But it's fine. Not. But it's 95 not.
95 questions.
Metal Gear.
Did this game have full motion video cutscenes?
Oh, good one.
That's a well.
That's a good question. Because like, did I don't
does
Resident Evil 1 had full motion video cutscenes?
Will we not be able to make
scenes?
Any headway, even knowing that?
Yeah. Well, the answer is yes.
Okay.
Oh, then
because I'm trying to think.
But it could have been graphics and not, I guess.
Yeah. FMV.
Like people on camera.
I'm trying to think about FMV. Like Final Fantasy VII had CG FMV.
Yeah.
But
it's like can.
But
you
know? I don't think Metal Gear did.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we should get hung up on Metal Gear.
Metal Gear had cutscenes.
Why are we talking about Metal Gear?
I think what Sam, you were asking about live action like mm-mm. stuff, right?
It can be CG, like Final Fantasy.
It just meant canned mm-hmm. cutscenes, like yeah. not an engine.
Oh, I think
that looked really nice. You know, that.
Was
there's a whole intro cinematic where he's like in a sub, and then the title.
Yeah, but that was polygons. I think maybe
was
not.
It.
Is this game an RPG?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. All
that,
right.
That narrows it down a lot. Final it's Fantasy. So it's Final Fantasy VII.
Right? Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Well, but we're not playing by sudden death rules. Yeah. Is it? I mean, is it a Final Fantasy game?
Yes.
All right. Let's go with that.
Well.
It's either 7 or 8 or 9.
Oh, it's got to be 7, 8, or 9 because it hit the PS1.
Yeah. What if it's
do you want to do the
what's the clown villain?
I don't know how to narrow it down.
That's 6.
Can you narrow down the game somehow?
Well, but we only we're
does
not
it have a 7 in the title.
Stop! Don't answer that, guys. We're not playing by sudden death rules, and we know it's Final Fantasy 7, 8, or 9.
Yeah,
so we
it should
just,
be Tactics.
Could be Tactics or Origins was.
I don't
on.
Think Tactics had FMV in it.
All right, so you just want to just ask if it's 7, 8, or 9.
I mean, is it Final Fantasy VII?
No.
Oh!
Is it 9?
You burned me.
You're asking if it's Final Fantasy IX?
Well, he just asked 7. I'll ask if it's 9.
No.
Oh! Why are we doing it this way? This is the most inconvenient. Okay, is it 8?
Yes.
All right.
That's 11.
Wow, we
11
did it.
Questions.
That was
to get
really
to
good.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy
that was
VIII.
Really good.
Good call on the motion cutscenes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy VIII, Leaf from Nova Scotia's favorite game of all time.
Do you think it might be Leif?
L-E-I. We used to have a. Freelancer.
Yeah.
Mr. Leif.
But we called him Leif, didn't we?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hated
can go by bull.
Really?
No, I don't know.
Okay. 11 questions, 89 questions.
That was
to go.
Really good.
Good so job, you guys.
You have 89 questions.
No, you helped.
I'm going to give you 1 star because you guessed you got one.
Do you know how many we got last time we played 100 questions?
No, I don't remember.
All right. Cool.
But I don't think you got all 5. Okay. This is Chris in Stamford, Connecticut. Says, long time listener, long time writer. Appreciate all your hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah. That said, my 20 questions. Oh,
that sounds like a nice guy.
He gave me a long compliment about me, and I just wasn't going to go over it.
Mm-hmm. You're great, Dave.
That said, my 20 questions suggestion is one of my favorite games of all time.
But that gives us nothing to work on.
No, that's really. No, it's actually really good to know that it's a game people like, so they're not like, giving us Yo Noid or whatever.
So I can literally just shout out game titles.
I like Yo Noid.
No. Yeah, but don't.
Is it a Legend of Zelda?
Stop!
Game?
Don't answer that.
Oh, do I start? All right. Is it from the 90s?
No.
Okay.
Is it from before then?
No.
So okay.
2000 on.
Is okay. I'm trying to think about the best way. Is this game on the current generation of consoles?
No.
All right, so 360, PS2, GameCube, right?
Probably.
Or it could be the original Xbox.
I mean, that's not even the same era.
Yeah.
Xbox.
It's one of
the 360 and PS2. Yeah.
It's one of those two generations.
Yeah, you're
right. Either PS2, OG Xbox, GameCube, or the generation after.
Was this on a regular-sized disc medium?
What do you mean, regular-sized?
Well, the GameCube had little
I want to eliminate cartridges for handhelds
okay. And
small discs for GameCube.
Regular-sized disc medium, yes.
Yes. All right. So it was Xbox or 360 or PS2 or PS3.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Wii.
That's really
There's
dumb.
Wii also.
And Wii.
And Wii U.
Shit. Shoot.
It is a first party. First party, we agree, means Nintendo, Sony, Microsoft.
You're asking if it's first party?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Did this game... What was the last... The last game was a Sony game. Damon usually likes to give us a menu of games
of
to choose
Sony
from
games
in 20 questions. Did this game originally release on a Nintendo platform?
Yes.
Okay. Guys, that means Zelda. It's a Wii game or maybe a Wii U game. Dude, it probably is Zelda.
It's probably Skyward Sword.
Does this game have motion controls?
I mean, almost assuredly it does.
The last time it was the same answer.
It's Skyward Sword.
But it's
he would know if it was Skyward Sword.
So that means it's a Wii game.
He knows the answer, though.
Unlikely to be a Wii U game, although it technically had some motion controls. Yeah.
He said assuredly no.
No,
look, it's a game somebody
almost
likes
assuredly
on
yes.
Wii that he doesn't know if it has motion controls. But he thinks
oh, okay,
it
then it's not.
So it's probably Twilight Princess, not Skyward Sword.
Well, Twilight Princess definitely had motion controls.
But he doesn't know that. That's why he answered ambiguously. You got to play the psychology.
But also, wait. Twilight Princess came out same day and date on GameCube and Wii.
Yeah.
So it'd be misleading to say it didn't come out on a tiny disc.
Well, that's not how we asked it, though. Yeah. All right.
It's not Zelda.
All right. Is this a game published by Nintendo?
Yeah, no, wait. We already
asked
the first party.
First party.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
We know it's Nintendo.
What if it was a Sony game on the Wii?
Is this game in the Mario universe? Does it have Mario characters in it?
Yes.
I love
that
question.
Oh boy,
I love that question.
That's a good one.
Could be was it Mario Kart 7?
I don't.
Was the
know.
Wii one?
Yeah. What was the one where he was?
No,
like
7 was the handheld one.
Mario Kart 8.
No, 8's the Wii U one.
What's the one where he had cat suits?
Let's just call Mario Kart Wii.
Oh,
it
that's
could
right.
Be new Super Mario Brothers. It could be Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, you're right. Could be Mario. Yeah.
Oh, I bet it's Galaxy.
Mario Galaxy had that waggle to spin.
Yeah. Yeah, it totally did. So, and Mario Galaxy 2.
Yeah.
I bet it's the first one.
Though. And Mario Party.
It's probably Mario Kart Wii. I would
Popular
guess.
Mario game.
How do we narrow it down? Is this a platformer?
There well, is platforming.
What?
But it may not be considered a straightforward platformer.
What do you
okay, so it's platforming in a cart?
No, you're not.
So it could be.
You can't ask any questions.
I don't know what to do with that answer. That means it's not any of the party games.
And no, it could be a party game.
But not like Mario Kart, I guess. And not Smash.
It could be Mario Party 8 or 9 or something.
Maybe it is the adventure mode in Smash. Maybe Damon's doing us a dirty right now.
It's not Galaxy, funny. Though, for that'd sure. Right?
It's not Galaxy That's 1 or 2. Up. It's not New Super Mario Brothers.
It's got to be a party game.
I mean,
because you run around in the mini games, right? That's why it would be confusing as an answer.
I mean, I just don't know if Damon might not think that Mario Galaxy is a platformer.
It's absolutely a platformer.
Yeah, it is.
Is there a... I don't know how to narrow it down more than... Are there boss fights in this game?
Yes.
Is it a party game?
It's 10?
Well,
is it a party game? No.
All right.
Okay. But, wow. All right.
Sidebar.
No, it's Galaxy or Galaxy 2.
Do you consider Smash Brothers a party game?
No, probably wouldn't.
Okay.
Okay.
For these terms, probably not.
So Smasher, I don't think it's Galaxy.
Why not?
Well, because I think Damon's intelligent enough to realize that is a platformer.
Thank you.
And I don't think he would throw us off the course.
Mario
that.
Galaxy 1 and 2 are hella platformers.
I didn't say they weren't.
Okay. All right.
Then. But this game's, you said... The
said
platformer question. I'm still tripped up like three questions back where you're like, there's platforming in the game.
What about Super Paper Mario?
Why are you giving me that voice?
Oh, I love Paper Mario.
Super Paper Mario.
But is it GameCube's out, so it's a Wii or Wii U?
That's a
correct?
Wii game.
Oh, man, that was really good.
Could be NES Classic.
But it's not a...
What?
It is a platformer, is not. It is, but he was... Odd about his response.
Well,
odd.
We don't know. Depending on
you were like,
depending on the year that it came out, it could also be a Wii U game. Although I think that game is too late. right? I already don't.
Yeah, that's
I'm,
true.
I'm completely true. Mixed up.
The listeners hate us, right?
Could we still have had it could still be a Wii U game.
Could.
But it probably had motion controls, whereas a lot of Wii U games by then had abandoned it.
Oh yeah, Paper Mario had motion controls.
I don't remember.
And this one does or does not.
I don't know where to go from here.
I don't know either.
It almost assuredly has motion controls.
Have we mentioned the game already?
I think so.
Super Paper Mario. Is it Super Paper Mario?
Yes.
Whoa, how did you do that? That was amazing.
Yeah. 13 questions that time.
It was all about the motion control thing and the ambiguous answer about
there's
it being
no
a
motion
platformer.
Controls in that game, though.
Yeah, you do this and like he flips.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was amazing. Mm-hmm. That was legit impressive.
All right. 76 questions remaining. Perfect for Fallout.
Well, we can just throw out names. Let's not talk about stars. Fallout, please.
You guys have earned 2 stars. So
you want to play this game by just throwing out 76 names?
I want to get S rank. We're going to S rank 100 questions.
Super Paper Mario 2007.
Okay.
Action RPG. There is platforming in it, but not a platformer.
It's definitely a platformer.
What?
It's an action.
Let's move on.
Okay. This is James from Delaware. James from Delaware says, longtime GameScoop fan here. Just want to say thank you guys for making the best podcast I listen to every week. Through the rough year I've had, you guys have made every week a little more exciting. I always look forward to the hour every week, and 20 questions is my favorite segment of any podcast.
Okay.
You guys never fail to make me laugh.
I stand
sorry about your tough year.
What's up?
I said I'm sorry about his tough year.
Yeah, but we're happy to lighten his load in any way we can. All right, we've got our
laughter
suggestion here.
So is it his favorite game?
He didn't say. You don't get a hint like that this time.
Oh, is it Mass Effect?
Nope.
All right, that narrows it down.
I'll give you that one since you somehow Nostradamus'd your way to Super Paper Mario.
He didn't do that. Like technically, yeah. We talked about Super Paper Mario first, but then he did blurt it out.
Sam led me to the name.
Let's start with a year. Is this from before 1990?
No.
Is this from before 2000?
No.
The first party.
Guys, we can pass.
It is a first party game, yes.
All right.
Is this game on contemporary consoles?
No.
5.
Is it Super Paper Mario?
That'd be so mean.
That'd be amazing.
So wait, so we're in exactly, was it first party?
We're
in exactly the same boat as last time, where it's either 360 GameCube generation or OG Xbox, or OG Xbox GameCube generation or the generation after.
Is it on the, oh no, they did a lot of cross-platform in that era.
Is this a Sony game?
Yes. Okay. Well, okay, hold on.
Yeah, it's on. Is this one? Yeah. Was this on Sony systems originally?
Yes.
And we did know it was first party. You said yes to first party, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is this a first party PS2 game?
No.
We're on a lot PS of those.
One, then?
Three.
Is it man.
So it's got to be.
Oh, it could be like.
Or handheld.
No, it has to be. Yes, that's right. Was this on a regular sized disc?
No, we know it's Sony.
Yeah, but we don't know
but
if
that
it's
eliminates Vita and PSP.
Oh, okay.
Regular sized disc?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
That's a clever question because that also eliminates downloadable only games. Yes.
There was like Lair and Haze.
So it's a PS. It's a first party PS3 game.
Yeah. Oh, man. They had some stinkers.
was this game received positively? Because this writer didn't say it was his favorite game.
Not positively. I'd say lukewarm.
Okay. All right. That's pretty interesting for first party Sony.
Man. First party PS3.
Could it be PlayStation All-Stars?
I mean, I had a PS3, but it's like such a blind. Like, I mainly was playing 360 last gen.
Was it first person?
Yes.
All right.
Wow. So
likely an FPS.
Oh, interesting.
10 questions.
Killzone, Killzone 2.
Were they first party?
It's pronounced Killzone-y.
Haze.
What are you talking about?
Because it was awful, and he said it wasn't received positively.
It's not a Sony first party.
I'm not sure.
I've never heard of that game.
It only came out on
I mean, Killzone's Guerrilla, but I don't know if they published it or what their exact relationship with Sony.
That's all Sony.
Oh, that's fair.
There's Resistance in Killzone. But I thought Killzone was third
person. It's probably Resistance.
What was the one where they did all the mocap with the famous actor that did Gollum?
Andy Serkis?
Andy Serkis did mocap, and it was, I want to say it was Hellblade. Or something like that.
Oh.
And that one was lukewarm, but it was...
Heaven's
Sword.
But that's not
Heaven's... What's that game called?
Oh,
Heavenly Sword.
You're right.
Heavenly Sword.
That's
not first person. This is probably Resistance.
Mm-hmm. Was this a launch window game?
No.
Okay, so it's not Resistance.
Well, but there were sequels.
Well, there was Resistance 2, which is the higher regarded.
Is this a sequel? No.
Okay. Ooh.
Oh.
That's really... So wait, so first party... First-person PS3 game,
I think,
that was not a sequel.
There's also, like, Unfinished Swan-type stuff.
Yeah, but that didn't get a disc release.
Oh, that's true. Or it might have.
Did I say first person or FPS?
I think it's just Killzone.
You said first person.
Okay. Is it a shooter?
Killzone?
Yes. All right.
So is it Killzone?
No.
Killzone, oh, Killzone was a PS2 now. Game, and then the sequel was PS3, I think. They're very original
Killzone. I'm pretty sure they were PS.
Oh, was there just one?
Oh, I think Justin might be.
There's Warhawk.
Good call. No, it was Starhawk was the PS3 one.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other first-person shooters that were Sony made.
There was MAG.
Did you mention this game already?
Yes.
There was MAG, there was SOCOM. SOCOM was the sequel. Is it MAG?
Yes.
Oh, nice. All right. Good call, Justin.
That's 16.
That was a little shady of
Why?
You.
Why?
Because the word MAG came out of my mouth at the moment that he asked if that game had been mentioned, and then you said you, yes.
So how is that shady?
I don't know. Just,
that's amazing.
I'll take the W.
What was MAG?
It was short for Massive Action Game.
Okay.
And it was supposedly...
I vaguely remember this.
I don't know if it ever, like, I never actually played it, but it was a FPS where it was like, I think it was 100 people in the map.
And Sony published it.
Come to think of it, that was, I mean, now Fortnite's 100 people in the map, so...
Developed by Zipper Interactive. No longer in business.
Aw. We never asked that question anymore.
2010. Yeah, and that was like...
Are there 100 people in this game?
It was like multiplayer only and like 250 players.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it wasn't 100 only. That was its whole shtick, was it was hundreds of people in one match.
There was a time where everybody was, how many people can we fit in this?
Yeah.
All right, you're 40 questions deep. 60 questions left. You've got 3 stars. You guys are doing really well.
Okay. Thanks.
This is Sean in Detroit, Michigan.
Okay.
Let the questioning begin.
Do you think it's Detroit Become Human? Or Deus Ex Human or Revolution?
RoboCop. Or any RoboCop game? Yeah. Is there a statue of this character? Yeah.
What do you think? What city has had the most games? Is like the most widely represented in video games? San Francisco's up there.
New York?
New York is
up
there.
Yeah, New York. LA.
Is this from before 1990?
Before 1990, no. What
is it on modern consoles?
No.
Okay.
Is it from before?
Those are the ends.
Is it from before 2000?
Yes.
Oh.
90s game again.
Yeah.
Okay. That disc question. Let's do that again. Regular size disc? Yes?
No.
GameCube or handhelds, right?
Or car. Okay.
It could be a 64 game, a Virtual Boy game, any handheld game, Neo Geo.
Did this game originally released on a 16-bit console?
No.
What is that face?
Probably a Jaguar.
All right, everybody go out.
It's Tempest 2000.
What we're at the 20 minutes, 45 seconds mark. Go to YouTube and look at Damon's face when he just answered that question. Help us out.
So it's not TurboGrafx-16. It's some sort of trickery.
I mean, 32X.
Could be a 32X game, Sega but it's not a regular CD size game.
So like Splatterhouse would work.
This is so funny.
Like I think it's probably a Jaguar game. I think it's probably Tempest 2000.
Ooh. Yeah. Or it's
a, yeah. This is out of my wheelhouse.
Was this on a 64-bit console?
No.
I'm going to stop asking that question now.
That's like too granular.
Wait.
Yeah.
We need to recap. 90s game, not on a regular disc. Based not on a 16-bit console, not on a 64-bit console.
No. The question was it originally released on a 16-bit console?
I don't know.
And the answer was yes.
The answer was no.
Oh.
I don't know what to do with that. Does it mean something got ported?
It was an NES game that might have come to 16-bit, maybe, or something like that.
Yeah. What like Yoshi's Cookie? I don't know.
Is this an 8-bit game?
No.
Oh, okay.
Stop. Is it first party?
No.
All right, so it's like a third-party game, so it's not any of the main franchises.
Is this a handheld game?
No.
I'm considering skipping.
Yeah. Let's get...
Is it a 32X game?
Skip. This is...
Is it a 32X game?
Yeah, go ahead.
No.
We just might as well figure out if it's a Sega game first.
But it's not... I mean, it could be...
10 questions
What would that leave... They wouldn't leave us... All Sega consoles have been eliminated because they all had regular size. They either had... Well, it could be a Game Gear game.
He said it's not handheld.
So it's not handheld. It's not on regular size discs. It didn't originally release on an 8-bit or 16-bit console. And it's not... What consoles are left?
I mean...
Computer?
I mean, Neo Geo and...
it's not 64-bit. Is the Neo Geo 16-bit? 64-bit?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
Is this an arcade game?
Yes.
Okay.
90s arcade game that didn't originally come home, but then eventually came home.
Yeah, that makes much more sense. This has all come together now.
Marvel vs. Capcom, Killer Instinct.
I mean, yes.
Is this a fighting game?
No.
Well,
that
Destin.
Helps. That helps.
Is this a 2D brawl 'em up?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Is it licensed?
Beat 'em up?
No.
Okay.
So Streets of Rage never came to arcades. It was home only. Mm-hmm. That eliminates...
Yeah. Don't get too hung up on the Brawl-em-up, but it's that sort of... Looking at the game, it looks like that.
Okay. I should have asked... If I had that question to ask over again, I'd ask if it was 2.5D. Because it could still be... It could be like, can you move up and down in the field? Or is it like Metal Slug where it's like only 2D? Is it traditional 2D viewpoint where you can't move along the whatever y-axis?
Yes.
In the 90s?
It's probably Metal Slug.
Yeah, Metal Slug, right? That's the only one I could think of.
Are there like...
You getting in a Big Mac in this game? You getting in a tank?
No.
Oh.
So 2D...
Wait, is that only in a different Metal Slug maybe?
You get all of them.
Okay.
That's what the Metal Slug is, the big tank.
Yeah. Is this a game...
It's 2D only... Got sort of a brawlery-ish game. The 2D only really trips me up. Because like in all of them, in like the D&D ones, in all of them, you can move around in the environment.
Yeah, we need to get a publisher. Is this a Japanese game?
Yes.
Arcade only.
This could be Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah, arcade only. It had probably a
port. Well, yeah, I got a port. But I mean...
It could be like Sunset Riders. Yeah. Let's get a company.
I'm trying to think.
Is this a Konami game?
Yes.
Okay. Good one. So Sunset Riders or...
Did that ever released in arcades?
Yeah.
I don't care. No, I'm just kidding.
What are the games like? Turtles. I mean, those are all.
Oh, Ninja Turtles Arcade.
Yeah, but it's not licensed.
Yeah. It's not licensed, though. That's what's so crazy about it being Konami.
What about the Shinobi games? I don't know what year that Shinobi came out, though.
Konami wasn't like NARC or any of those, were they? I'm trying to figure out early 90s versus late 90s. Like if a game came out in like 1991, this is a fun one.
Konami doesn't have a bunch of, what did you just write down?
The number of questions you had when you started this.
Okay.
This is our first one where we're off pace, by the way. We're at question 18.
Yeah.
We're at 18?
Yeah.
But we're doing well.
What's still on track?
What Konami games
can I think it could be Sunset time? Riders.
Yeah, that would be the one that I think it would be.
Did they do... Well, no, Sega was the one. Yet?
Yes.
Is it Sunset Riders?
Yes.
Woo!
We got in 20 questions.
That's
you spent 20 questions.
That's our first
spending
20.
How do I even know
that
Sunset Riders is a Konami game?
Yeah.
I don't know. I sometimes
think Capcom.
Capcom was all licensed, right? Except for Captain Commando.
Yeah, in terms of that sort of output.
He was one of my mains.
You guys are 4-for-4 so far. Can you keep up your winning streak?
Almost certainly not.
No.
Is this the boss battle?
You spent 20 questions on that, so you have 40 questions left.
We can get two more. Mm-hmm. I think we can get two more.
That's
at least.
That's how many I have left. That's the maximum more you can guess. Let's take a suggestion from Ali.
All right.
40 questions left.
Surely they'll throw
40 questions.
Did this game come out before January 1st, 1990?
No.
You'd give Sam one of them.
Yeah, is it before 2000?
No.
I think Sunset Riders was in my wheelhouse.
No, not before 2000.
Is it first party?
No.
Oh.
Did it come out before? Well, see, after 2000, it's more useful for me to do it by generation. Is it on contemporary consoles?
No.
So that means?
That's the same. It's
360, Xbox, GameCube.
Yeah. Three OGX.
On a standard size disc?
No.
Ah. So what's
finally
five?
Is it a
questions
well
paid
so let's
is it an arcade game?
It's either a digital game or a GameCube game.
Well, it's been Destin's question or are you?
Yeah, I like Destin's.
We don't
question.
Get to decide what Destin asks. He can ask whatever he wants. Yeah.
Is it an arcade game? No.
All right.
Did arcades exist after 2000?
Some.
Damon's going to
Street Fighter
like
4 came out.
Well, we eliminated Soul Calibur 2.
Is this a handheld game? Street Fighter?
Is this a handheld game? Yes.
All right.
Oh, nice.
Good.
Is this on two screens?
Yes.
It's what's the one you said before? New Super Mario Brothers?
It's got to be that.
But it's not first party.
Is it? We need to know. Was it originally released on the DS?
Yes.
Okay.
Does this have mainly touch controls?
Yes.
Do you pet dogs?
10.
No, that's a first party game. Third party DS game. Third the Trauma Center.
Ooh, objection.
Phoenix Wright, but that's not mainly touch controls.
Well, it is. You have to just select menus though.
Well,
this is why I've never been on NBC.
I mean, those were
30 questions left.
Okay,
are you a surgeon in this game?
No.
Are you a lawyer?
I guess I should have just.
It eliminates one game.
I keep forgetting we're not playing by set rules. Like,
are you a lawyer?
Stop. Okay, go
what?
Ahead.
Why?
Are you a lawyer? No.
All right.
Because that game doesn't have mainly touch controls.
Is this a Japanese game?
Good question.
Yes.
Are you a lawyer? No, it's kidding.
Are you sure you're not a lawyer?
Sure you're not a lawyer.
It is a Japanese game, so it's not like Rub Rabbits. Oh, it could be Rub Rabbits. There was the weird Sega ones.
There's lots of games on the DS. I mean,
no touch controls on the DS.
Yeah, but it eliminates those weird Ubisoft ones.
Is this a launch window game?
There was Feel the Magic, XXXY, Pack Picks.
No, I don't think so. It's at least not obviously a launch window game.
Is that, we're at 9 or 14?
It's 14.
Is this a Sega game?
Sega game, no.
Is it a puzzle game?
Good question.
No.
Could have been Medios.
Yeah. Is this game like, does it have sequels?
Yes.
Oh, what boy.
It could be.
What's puzzle RPG?
Picross. There's a million Picross games on DS. Oh, it's not a puzzle game.
Yeah, that's true. Peggle, does that count?
Peggle? I would also
call
Peggle. I know that's not a 3DS game, really.
I wouldn't
or a
call
DS
that
game.
Touch controls. And I don't think it's. It probably appeared on DS. I don't closely associate it with DS.
What about like the Disgaeas and RPGs and stuff?
They didn't appear on DS.
Not Disgaea. I mean, the map making one. Etrian Odyssey.
Yeah.
Is this an RPG?
No.
Because there's a lot of those. Like there's the Dragon Quest Slime game. And
knowing that there's numerous sequels.
Now you've asked if it's an RPG. For the record, Disgaea was released on the DS.
Okay.
Really?
I got nothing. I have no idea where to go with this one. I don't know. I can't even think of any DS games that aren't first.
This is like, this is my era, too.
Don't involve a lawyer.
Is this the first in a series?
Yes.
Whoa. With lots of
sequels.
We're
already at 19. Wow.
That's real. No, we're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, we burned. It took us quite a while to get to DS.
Are you sure you didn't discount 9?
Yeah, you already rolled over from 10.
Oh, boy.
Japanese.
Can we skip and come back to it?
No. What?
There's like, can so we start the next start one, work on that,
sure.
and see if we get
no,
the
sure.
Yeah.
Are you sure we asked the first party question?
We did.
We did, yeah. Correct?
Third party,
yeah.
Third party Japanese DS game. Heavy touch controls.
Everything points
heavy.
To like Brain Age or something like that.
First in a franchise.
Mm-hmm. Not Surgeon Simulator.
Yeah, it's not Trauma Center.
Whatever.
Not a Sega game, which they were really active on the DS.
Capcom, Konami.
What was that music one where you had to scribble on the pad?
There's Elite Beat Agents. I would call that a Nintendo game. They published that. Or Oendan is the Japanese version.
Is this a Capcom game?
No.
Oh, boy.
I think we go to the next one, see if we can knock it out of the park.
You only have 20 questions left. Total.
No, there's another option for the game. He has one more that we can try and guess.
You can get this game.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to burn it all and not get two.
It's fine.
I wish I knew, genre or like a little bit more about how the game played.
Yeah,
Could be like Mr. Driller.
Could it be like
it's not a puzzle game
not
though.
Not puzzle. Could it be like first person, where you like drag the thing?
Yeah. Well, but not in Japan. There was like Dementium, the Ward, and like Moon, and those FPS games on DS.
Oh, Brain Age. Brain Age had a lot.
No, it's not a puzzle game.
It's first party.
Oh,
I can't think of too many first person Japanese DS games. There may have been some.
How could there be a game with lots of sequels that we haven't talked about yet?
I mean, it's like Monster Hunter.
Have we mentioned this game yet?
No.
Oh, boy.
Okay, maybe we should skip then if we haven't even brought it up.
Let's skip and come back to it.
I don't know.
Don't give us
come
the
back
answer.
To it.
You can. I will allow
he
that.
Said
you
he
want
would.
To do that.
All right, fine.
All right.
We got 19 for this last one.
19 questions left. The suggestion comes from Dave.
Says, this is going to go great.
We were doing so good.
Long time listener here. You all put on a great show every week. Have done for years. I just want to let everyone know their unique perspectives are appreciated. I've never written in before, but I had an idea for 20 Questions game that is slightly obscure, but well-known enough that they might guess it.
Not
you have 19
effect.
Questions left.
We skip to the boss battle?
It's probably VibRibbon on the PS2. It's never going to be VibRibbon.
From before 2000?
No.
Sam wants to go back.
Sam
to the
just
DS.
Quit.
Pass.
I'll think about the DS1 when you guys take this one.
All right.
Let's go into my mind palace.
So, like, is it first party?
No.
Is this from before 2010?
No.
Okay.
Oh, so pretty modern.
Pretty modern.
Obscure, modern.
Could be Dragon's Dogma.
That's what it is. Let's go for it.
No.
Is it a Japanese game?
Is it a Japanese game? Yes.
It'd still be Dragon's Dogma.
Yeah. It's
15 questions left.
Did this game appear on current gen consoles?
No.
Could be Dragon's Dogma.
Could be Kingdom Come Deliverance.
Oh, it was Japanese made.
Oh, darn it. I'm not good at listening.
Is this a multi-platform game?
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Well, Dragon's Dogma was originally on 360 and PS3.
Yeah.
Is this game first person?
No.
Dragon's Dogma was third, right?
Yep.
Is it Capcom?
No. Right. Not a Capcom game.
Dude, if it was Dragon's Dogma, I was going to lose my mind. I was just going to get up and leave.
Well, the show would be over. That would be okay.
No, we still get to go back to the
PS3. That's right, yeah.
Not Capcom. So wait, okay. So 360 PS3 generation, multi-platform game developed in Japan, third person. Mm-hmm. And I think that's all we know. From
Can we narrow down the console? Like, is it?
It's a multi-platform game.
Does this game have sequels?
Oh. No. 10 questions are left.
Would you call this an indie game?
No.
So it's an obscure, not indie game.
I want to say like Lost Odyssey or something.
Is it an RPG?
No.
Wow.
Definitively no.
Mm-hmm.
So could be.
Is the developer still around?
Yes.
Could be like one of the what's a game like, you know, Bayonetta or Devil May Cry, but not one that got sequels. Could be like a third person action game. Or
is this from a publisher that's had a Sony press conference?
What publisher you mean that has had a Sony
press conference? Sorry, I mean an E3 press conference. Got Sony on the mind.
We know it's not first party, so that would be EA.
Well, it's a Japanese game.
This publisher does not normally have an E3 press conference. I can't say that they've never had one, but they don't normally have one. Okay.
So like Atlus or Natsume?
Yeah, but it's not an RPG.
Namco Bandai?
And the game didn't get sequels? Or did?
No sequel.
Could be Namco Bandai. That's a pretty good guess, actually.
That'd be the biggest one.
And he likes it.
Did you say that?
Person asking
the question. He said he liked it, but it's obscure.
Yeah.
Does this game take place in modern times?
No.
Contemporary modern times?
No. 5 questions remain.
I think we have a better chance of getting the DS game. I'm just saying.
I don't have any better ideas for the DS game after thinking about it, though.
It's a driller game.
Yeah, it's a puzzle game. That's sort of a puzzle game.
We never asked, should we go back to the DS one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold up. Switching back. Okay.
We have 5 questions left.
Is it a platformer?
No.
Man. Well, this is great, though, because we have 4 questions left, and we know all the genres it's not.
Do we? I've already forgotten. It's not an RPG. Did we ask RPG?
Lots of motion controls.
It's not puzzle. I don't know if we asked RPG.
But it's heavily touch controls. I keep coming
back. Oh, yeah. You asked if it was RPG, and it's not.
I keep coming back to the heavy use of touch controls, and the game got, like, sequels.
Could it be, like, a drive-y pilot-y game?
But it was the first in the series, so it's like, you know, there were strong entries. There was, like, I don't know, like...
Monster Hunter, right?
What about Layton?
I asked that.
You did ask that.
I asked if it was a Monster Hunter
game. Would Layton count?
Did he?
Professor Layton, but that's a puzzle game.
I know.
Damon's saying you did not ask.
You didn't ask, is it a Monster Hunter game?
I think I did. Well, I think, did we ask if it had been brought up and I brought up Monster Hunter? For some reason, we eliminated.
Oh, you're right. You're right. That's what you asked.
We eliminated Capcom, maybe.
Justin said Monster Hunter, then asked if we said the name.
It was probably a mistake to switch back, I'm going to be honest with you, because I think we eliminated Capcom for the next game.
We did.
I don't think it's Monster Hunter. I mean, they appeared on
It's not because you said Monster Hunter, then asked.
Yeah.
You're right.
They're primarily associated with the PSP.
Right. I don't think we're being entertaining anymore, so let's get through this.
I assume we're just never being entertaining. We're playing 20 questions.
There are 4 questions left.
What could
is this an RPG?
You already asked that.
Is this an adventure game?
No.
What genre is it?
Seriously. Is this a sci-fi game?
No.
I don't even know what to ask to help narrow down either.
All right, we got 2 more.
Yeah. DS, man.
Just throw a game out there.
I am positive that this is a game on my shelf at home because I had all the notable DS games from the era.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have it. And it wasn't a Konami game, so that eliminates. Remember that Konami game where it was 2 kids on an island and you had to learn to survive?
Yeah,
game was great.
Blue.
Yeah.
Lost in Blue.
Yeah, Lost in Blue was great.
Mm-hmm. Is it Lost in Blue? Heavy motion controls.
There were sequels. I don't. Well, touch controls.
Yeah. Let's throw it out there. Who cares? We got 2 more.
I think that's an RPG.
These represent the questions that are left.
Go for it, Destin.
Is it Lost in Blue?
No.
All right. No. So what's the other one? What's our guess for the other
one? I don't have another one.
Oh, wait, you're going back to the other game? For your last question?
Either.
You could still guess one of them. You can't guess both of them, but you could still guess one of them.
Is it Mass Effect?
No way.
Not a real question.
I don't know.
I don't even have clues.
We can't stop at 99 questions. We
have to give up at 99.
We're done. Bye, everybody.
What is that? What are other DS games? I can't think of any DS games that are not like puzzle RPG adventure games. It's not like Hotel Dusk, because that was an adventure game.
All the DS games I know are like first either. Party.
It also didn't get sequels. You're right.
It's not an adventure
game. The other one's obscure cross-platform.
Yeah, Japanese-made 360-era game, not Capcom.
Yeah.
What about, like, Fruit Ninja? Like, stuff for your swipey swipes.
Yeah, I mean, that probably came to DS, but everybody obviously played it on their phone. Yeah.
Or Angry Birds. Or
we did so well. That's it'd be great to get one more star.
Is it Fruit Ninja?
You're asking if... This
I have nothing better. I know
you're asking
not.
If the DS game that got sequels is Fruit Ninja.
It probably came out on DS.
No, it's not Fruit Ninja.
Okay.
All right.
Wow, we started off so
what
strong.
What were they?
And then we crashed and burned in the end.
Okay, where to begin? The DS game was released in 2006. Mm-hmm. It was Cooking Mama.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
And we owned it. We all owned that game.
Yeah, I owned and played a lot of Cooking Mama. My wife played Cooking Mama,
too. The mini game genre, that was the one you missed. Mm-hmm. And then the other one.
Simulation, I would
say. The slightly obscure, but fairly well-known enough, Dave thought, released after 2000. What did you know? What other hints did you guys have? It was Japanese developed.
Yeah. Not Capcom.
It wasn't first person.
No sequels.
I have no idea.
No sequels. It was Vanquish.
Oh,
and you guys did. We could have got you that. Even mentioned it. I think you did.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned Platinum Bayonetta, and that's a Platinum developer.
Yeah, I was trying to think of like a Bayonetta-ish climax action game, and couldn't quite get there. I never
disappointed.
Played
we didn't get Vanquish.
So, do you want to play one?
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. Do you have one ready?
I do have one.
Okay, perfect.
I'm gonna bring it up though because you might have questions that I won't be able to answer.
Oof! I was not prepared for this, ladies and gentlemen.
I can show it to you guys.
Do Destin and Justin? Destin and Justin.
Justin.
Yeah, Justin.
Sure, let's do it.
No, I had no idea.
I didn't know if you guys knew what the game was. All right, I'm not looking.
Okay.
Not looking.
Okay.
Okay. Please start.
Okay.
You'll get this one, I think.
Let's see. The ones I guessed last time was Joe and Mac.
Mm-hmm. And you got it like question like 20 or something, right?
Yeah, it was like at the very end. All right, so what have I learned? What are the most valuable questions to ask? Do I like this game?
Yes.
Wow.
We're allowed to ask that.
Okay.
Doing great, Damon.
It's a Damien, okay. Have I talked about this game with any of you recently?
Oh, not recently.
I don't think I would have picked one that would have been that way, but I don't think anything specific has come up.
Okay.
I would say no.
Not anytime recently. Okay.
You're doing the fingers?
Yeah. That's two. Right.
Would this be considered a retro game?
Yes.
I don't... Does retro game mean that it has to be a game that's out now that emulates a retro
it's
game?
It's retro, Sam.
Or like, you know, like it's like a retro, like, I don't, or you mean, just I don't mean retro, it's an old game.
I don't mean retro style game.
Okay.
I mean, is this literally a retro game?
That's what I was wondering. Yes.
It is a retro game.
That's three.
Yep. I usually wait till like the five.
Oh, how the turntables have turned.
So turny.
So, if it's a retro game, is this an NES game?
Yes.
Doing great.
NES game.
So you remember what that means?
What? Oh, so it may not have...
What?
Okay, I don't want to waste any questions. Okay, this is it. Was this game developed in Japan?
Yes.
Was it originally released on the NES?
No.
Okay. Was it originally released in arcades?
Yes.
Okay. An arcade game that's ported to the NES and it was developed in Japan.
That's a lot of games.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of games.
It's like 50% of the NES library.
But that also eliminates, like,
that I like.
Like, Damon's zeroing in on it.
Yeah. Game that I like.
Being in the other seat, you start to think about how could they narrow it down.
He's already asked questions.
Should they be asking?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm at least in the in a good place.
Yeah, you'll get great.
All right. So how do I narrow down an arcade game that was ported to the NES?
There's no way.
can't be done.
That's where we have you, Damon Hatfield.
Do you mostly spend your time shooting in this game?
Yes. It's pretty shooty.
Do you control a...
Nope. Just kidding.
A human.
Sort of?
No, not directly.
Okay.
This is one of those philosophical things.
Well, I know. So do you control a spaceship?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's 10.
That's 10. All right.
You're doing great.
10
questions. It took him 10 questions to get to the spaceship.
He's doing good.
Okay. Is this game side-scrolling?
Yes.
So just to be clear, side-scrolling, not like vertical. We're looking at a side-scrolling
game. Yeah.
Yes,
it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Side-scrolling shooter in arcades.
Oh, I get the question now.
Came.
I'm catching up
to NES. Precious few questions left. Was it developed by Konami?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Still a lot out there.
Is it a sequel?
No, it is not a sequel.
Okay. Are we playing Sudden Death Rules?
I would say.
No, go for it. You can ask it.
It'll be nice.
You'll get it.
Is it Gradius?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
You did it.
See, we've had Life Force on before, and that's what I wanted to do. But
nice.
I actually love Gradius. Good game.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good one.
Good music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gradius 5 is one of my favorite revivals of...
I've never played that.
Was that on like PS2?
Yeah, PS2. It was a
cool revival.
It was very like classic and old school, but like, you know, modern graphics and sort of a modern spin on it.
Yeah.
Remember when they brought back like R-Type and it had like like a world map and like cool stuff in it?
I think they did, that was on the PS1, I think.
Or PSP, maybe?
There was like a hot second, like Ikaruga and like Gradius 5, and like those games had like a weird resurgence for a few years.
Yeah.
I mean, they never really went away, but like they were back.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Good pick. Thanks for not picking something too difficult.
We'll go difficult next time.
All right. Well, everybody, hope you had fun in our annual All 20 Questions episode.
I have a question. Was Vanquish first person?
No, third person.
Okay.
Yeah, you rolled.
It was all about
knee pads.
It's like Bayonetta, so it's all about really stylish action. So
scooting around on your knees mostly.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. If you are in the United States, have a great holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Play lots of games. I'll be playing more Red Dead, and I'm playing another game that I'm reviewing right now that I like. You can look for that next week. That is all the scoops that we have for you this week. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Dustin.
Yeah.
My name is Damon. This is IGN GameScoop, and we're out.
You're dancing away from the light, out of options, out of in the night.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.